This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The United Nations Refugee Agency is launching a new campaign to combat statelessness. The agency says millions of people around the world are living without an official nationality and are therefore often denied access to healthcare and education. Children are especially vulnerable to exploitation, as Imogen Folks reports.
In this world of open borders and free markets, does being stateless really matter? In fact, it does. It matters a great deal. As the United Nations Refugee Agency's Erica Feller explains, not having a passport or identity papers, not belonging to a particular country, is a huge disadvantage. The stateless are denied access to almost every aspect of normal life.
Access to health services, to education, to registration, even to death certificates. You can die as a stateless person and there's no record of your death because you don't exist and therefore your death is an irrelevancy.
There are an estimated 12 million stateless people around the world. Becoming stateless happens for a variety of reasons. The breakup of nations such as the Soviet Union or Yugoslavia can leave some communities stranded with no country willing to offer them citizenship. Sometimes people are deprived of nationality as a result of ethnic, religious or racial discrimination. In Europe, Roma communities have suffered such treatment. And some countries deny female citizens the right to pass on nationality to their children if the child was born abroad, leaving the child stateless. Mark Manley, the UN's special expert on statelessness, says living with no official national identity is as damaging as being forcibly displaced from your home.
When people see the stark differences in terms of maternal health, access to potable water, life expectancy and so on between displaced people and people who are not displaced but who are similarly situated, living in almost in the same neighbourhoods in some cases, then all of a sudden you can see very clearly the impact of forced displacement. We know anecdotally that it's the same for statelessness. In our field work and the work of our field offices, we see very consistently that because people are stateless, not considered to be nationals of any state, they face very severe forms of deprivation.
There is, in fact, a UN convention to prevent statelessness. This month it is 50 years old, but so far only 38 countries have ratified it. With this new campaign, the UN hopes to increase that number. What member states need to remember above all, says the refugee agency's Erica Feller, is that a stateless child, and there are millions of them, is a vulnerable child.
Being stateless, they are under increased threat of being trafficked, for example, because there's no record of them. You can take the children, you traffic them, and they disappear. Without the protection of the law, the protection that a state responsible for you gives you, you are fair game.
Later this year, the UN Refugee Agency will hold a ministerial summit on statelessness. The aim, to encourage governments to act, to ensure that statelessness is prevented, and to offer a legal identity and thus protection to everyone. Imogen Folks, Deutsche Welle Radio, Geneva.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.